Well, hello there. Thank you for joining me. I have promised I was going to do this show for a long time, and today is a good day because I think they're planning on swatting my house. Yes, I will talk about that at the end. Fun in America, right? Yeah, they're up to something with my house, so I'll discuss that at the very end. Interesting thing going on in Michigan right now. Before I get started, they're chanting death to America, death to Israel. Where did that start? Well, that originally was used by North Korea ever since the Korean War. Khomeini, the first supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, popularized the term. He opposed the chant for radio and television, but not for protests and other occasions. The literal meaning of the Persian phrase, it's something, blah, 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 is death to America. In most official Iranian translations, the phrase is translated into English as a less crude, down with America. The chant, death to America, has come to be employed by various anti-American groups and protesters worldwide. Iranian officials generally explain that the slogan in its historical context has been provoked by the United States government's hostile policies towards Iran and expresses outrage at those policies and does not wish for literal death for American people themselves. In a speech to university students, Iran's Supreme Leader Khomeini interpreted the slogan as death to the U.S. policies, death to arrogance. Following a meeting with Army and Air Force commanders, Khomeini declared that the Iranian people are not against American people, but that death to America means down with American leaders, in this case, Donald Trump, John Bolton, and Mike Pompeo. So that's where that's coming from. So before I get started, let me tell you what notes I have down below for you to take a look at should you choose. I have the following, not a whole lot. I have the link to this Illinois energy professor who I learned a tremendous amount. I have a link to the show that I did titled I Am Being Murdered in My Own Home. Full alert, that was a rather hostile sounding show that I recorded. Literally, when I figured out exactly what was going on, I grabbed the microphone and those words flew out of my mouth. Also, I have a link to the smart meters and timelines page. There you will see I have posted the radiation burns and different things that I will be talking about in the show. I have a link to my show about bioterrorism, USA government smart meters used against citizens. I have another one show called Are Smart Meters Like Nazi Ovens, Directed Energy Weapons? I have links to my top podcasts down below that you can access all the things you might want to know about electricity to dams and all that. I also have links to this thing called dirty electricity, a growing health concern, dirty electricity. Best explanation for dirty electricity I have seen, radiation dangers. And then I ran across some interesting things. US physicians, it's interesting because they have taken no courses in communication skills. I don't know, for some reason, well, I didn't find it shocking. I find it entertaining, right? Because they're such psychos, right? We don't need to learn how to communicate. They're going to listen to us, damn it. We're the doctors. We're wearing these white coats. So, yeah. And that's exactly how they got themselves in trouble during this COVID thing because their skills are pretty poor. And they basically divided themselves between the YouTube physicians and the go over to Rumble. We're on Rumble, the free speech platform. Financed by Peter Thiel from Silicon Valley, called the PayPal Mafia. Yeah, that's who invested originally in Rumble. Nothing is free speech. What you learn is these people self-monitor themselves because they are so fearful of being kicked off and losing that money. They do not care about us. They do not care about anything they're saying when they're hooked in front of their recorders. Their only focus is how many viewers? How much money is this making me? except the fact they only see dollar figures when they look at your face. So I also have clips because in the past, I will be talking about the town that I live in, Norfolk, Nebraska. Hello, Norfolk, Virginia. Norfolk, Nebraska had a, what I consider a false flag crime. Yes, false flag crime. Imagine that in this sweet looking little town. And I have articles for that. One article is Nebraska robbers entered shooting, police say. It was a big, huge deal, okay? CNN, three held in Nebraska bank robbery. Norfolk bank robbery, September. Norfolk true crime. There actually were two YouTube videos about the crime. I also have links to where to get the best deal on distillate, which you're going to need for your sleep. And I also have a map of my home. You can go to Google Maps and you can look up specifically my address. I live at 309 East Klug, Klug Avenue, Norfolk, Nebraska, 68701. Log on to Google Maps, plug that into the search, and boom, you'll see my house. You can tour around my neighborhood. You can see the transformer in the back of my house, which you won't be able to see, though, are the new transformers. Because what happened was that, well, I had choices along the way to talk or not, right? And because I talked, well, they came back out last August and put up transformers. So I'm now completely surrounded by transformers. So the newest transformers you won't see on the Google Maps because it hasn't been updated. They just did those transformers back in August. So yes, I had a choice to be quiet. And in retaliation, they came out and thought they would sneak around and put up some transformers. Well, I caught them. I saw them doing it. So I know what's going on. And now I believe they're planning to swap my house. Yeah, they're up to something. They're up to something. And I'll talk about more of that at the end. So let me get back over here. So anyway, so those are the links that you'll find down below. Okay. Dirty electricity. And oh, first of all, this Illinois energy professor, I have a link to him also. I learned just about everything I wanted to learn about nuclear and all that. He's a really good professor out of Illinois, and he has a YouTube channel. And I watch all pretty much all of his shows because I wanted to learn how does this stuff all operate, right? Because if you don't know, you look, right? People have been confused. They thought I was just sharing stuff that I already knew. Well, that would be kind of crazy, at least to me. I mean, why would I be sitting here telling you things that I already knew? So anyway, so I'm watching along, and one day he mentioned just casually, because he's a kind of casual kind of guy, right? Yeah, nuclear stuff, not much to be worried about. He casually mentioned that the first sign of nuclear poisoning is flushing in the face. So what I've done, you may think that, well, I bet you she's really researched the heck out of this. No, I haven't, because I've been getting so much information just by being silent that what I decided to do was this. I did not, other than my basic understanding of how it all works, of course, I got myself educated and all that, but I looked into as much as I could because there's no studies being done, right? But I looked into as much as I could because I found people talking about it. In other words, people who were giving radiation on their website, they would be talking about different radiation things. So I had to get the information in a very roundabout way. So what I've done is when things pop up, then I pay attention to it because I've been pretty busy with all this other stuff. Because like, for example, the other day, a show about, in the last month, I guess, a show about somebody's show about what they discovered with their health. Now, I have absolutely not been watching those shows. I'm pretty busy. So for some reason, I clicked onto that show. Well, what she was discussing was having lung cancer. And one of the symptoms to lung cancer is your ribs. Well, I've had problems with my ribs, so I know it's lung cancer. So I've had to gather information in different ways, okay? So right now, I know that I have lung cancer pretty end stage, and I'm getting some pretty severe radiation poisoning, and I'll explain all those. But let me go through this. The exploding problem of dirty electricity. The sheer volume of modern electronics and appliances and homes and other settings has increased at a dizzying rate. And by the way, the links that I have to the other shows where I've talked about this are down below. It would be impossible for me to sit here and start recapping what I said because this is new information. I have not talked before about dirty electricity, okay? So while this proliferation of electronic devices has made our lives more efficient and convenient, it has also contributed to a potentially harmful form of electropollution known as dirty electricity. Dirty electricity is unusable electromagnetic energy that is created by many electrical devices as they operate. It is caused by interruptions in the flow of normal 60 hertz AC alternating current, power traveling through wires and electrical systems in homes and other buildings. These interruptions result in voltage spikes or surges, as well as frequency variations, also called high frequency voltage transients, that combine to form a complex and potentially harmful electromagnetic field, which can cause fatigue, irritability, mood, multiple sclerosis, pain, sleep issues, ADHD, anxiety, asthma, cancer, concentration, depression, and diabetes. Chain of causation. How dirty electricity can lead to disease and chronic conditions. A consumer plugs an electronic device like a computer into an electrical outlet. The device, which runs on direct current or DC electricity, must convert alternating currency or AC electricity, which is provided by the electric company, to DC to operate. So you plug it in using DC, but the electric company converts it to AC electricity. By converting AC to DC electricity and stepping down the voltage from 120 volts to 12 volts, a measurable side effect of wasted electrical energy is created in the form of electromagnetic interference, or EMI. A surge of electrical energy radiates into living environments in the form of voltage transients and spikes. Human exposures to this surge in voltage caused by dirty electricity, or EMI, leads to an activation of voltage-gated ion channels at the cellular level, which creates unhealthy levels of intracellular calcium ions. Calcium itself can be toxic at the cellular level. But more critical, this rise in calcium ions triggers a rise in nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a critical precursor to peroxide, and I'll spell that. Peroxide, nitrite. Nitrate at the end, right? Doesn't sound good. High levels of peronitrate create free radicals, damage proteins and lipids, critical fats, perforate both the blood-brain barrier and stomach lining, and decrease the production of critical neurotransmitters such as serotonin and dopamine. Peroxamide also creates mitochondrial dysfunction, which undermines the primary energy center for all cells in the body. The result is impaired neurological function, organ dysfunction, and profound fatigue. What causes dirty electricity? Well, the simple answer is psychopaths, but I'll tell you what they say. North America power lines supply electricity in the form of alternating current, AC, at the rate of 60 oscillations per second. For the purpose of this article, pure 60 HT HZAC electricity can be considered clean. So you're 60 HZAC. Analog electronics are able to use this AC power as is, thus preventing the integrity of the 60 AC electricity. Examples of analog electronics are incandescent light bulbs, not the new LED ones, CRT television, tape recorders, rotary telephones. Digital electronics, however, and however has always got you, right? Digital electronics, however, require direct current DC to operate and therefore must convert AC to DC using what's known as a rectifier. An AC adapter, also known as wall or power bricks, is the best known example of a rectifier. It's just your little wall adapter, right, that you put in to charge your phones and stuff. Digital electronics are electricity intermittently, turning the electricity on and off thousands of times per second, otherwise known as switched power mode supply. The AC to DC conversion process, combined with the inherent nature of SMPS, that's that switched mode power supply, interrupts the natural flow of the 60 HZAC electricity by creating voltage spikes and high frequency voltage transients. These spikes and transients are commonly referred to as dirty electricity. 60 Hertz falls in the extremely low frequency range of the electromagnetic spectrum. Dirty electricity refers to all of the other frequencies that piggyback on top of the clean 60 HZAC, fundamental frequency, most of which fall into the radio wave part of the electromagnetic spectrum. And when you go to look for more information, what you will find is most of these information places will not offer you any studies. They'll just give you this general information here, right? And what they will do is they will offer you some solutions. So you can go over to Amazon and get something to fix your problem. Well, you're not going to fix your problem by buying something from Amazon. I mean, I looked recently and you could buy an electromagnetic defending blanket. You get two of them for like $300. So allegedly, if you lay under this blanket, it won't get you. Trust me, it's getting you, okay? Whether you can smell it or sense it, or you're as far gone as I am, it is getting all of us. Between the devices, the electricity running into our homes, and not to mention the radiation burning off of our smart meters. So we're getting it from all angles, right? Every angle is coming back at us. When the body is making more estrogen than I've been looking into seizures because they're always talking about seizures. They say, oh, this health thing and seizures. And also, it occurred to me, what do cops use to disable us? They zap us with a stun gun, right? What is that stun gun? It is high voltage electricity. It shuts down our body. Now, I've never been hit with a stun gun, but I'm sure people have wanted to hit me with a stun gun, but they haven't yet. But go watch a video of somebody getting hit with a stun gun. It is like touching an electrical pole. And I've talked about this in the past. Electrical workers on those high voltage poles typically die of the corona. Why do you think this whole disease is called the coronavirus? The corona from the electricity triggers the heart attack. So I suspect if you get the vaccines, you get all this stuff going, and then you're in your house, probably going to help trigger that heart attack, right? But let me continue going here about these seizures. When the body is making more estrogen than progesterone, it can make the nervous system excitable, which could increase the risk for seizures. Some women with epilepsy have more seizures when their hormones are changing, such as during puberty, ovulation, and menopause. This doesn't happen. Now, I got this from ChatGPT. This doesn't happen to all women, so doctors are still learning about how hormones and epilepsy interact. Yeah, they're always still learning, aren't they? They're nothing but liars and cheats and white coats. There's a form of epilepsy called catecholaminergic epilepsy, where seizures are affected by a woman's menstrual cycle, and that is catecholaminergic epilepsy. Some women have most of their seizures when there is a lot of estrogen in their body, such as during ovulation. Other women have seizures when progesterone levels tend to drop, such as right before or during their period. However, it's important to know that the hormones aren't actually causing the seizures, but they can influence when they happen. So, why are we getting all these seizures? And they use benzodiazepines, okay? Diazepam, that is Valium. The benzodiazepines are some of the most effective drugs in the treatment of acute seizures, such as diazepam, which means Valium, lorazepam. So yeah, where's this stuff coming from, right? Because the reason I'm looking at different times that people get affected, like with things like seizures, because I'm just kind of guessing here, right? What would cause seizures? Well, maybe around the time that a woman is menstruating or something, their hormones are off, obviously, right? And then you start getting this electricity zapping into your system, and you got all this dirty electricity running around. You're compounding that with, if you're living in this country, you're compounding that with radiation from your smart meter. So maybe that's why women are getting seizures, right? They refuse to talk about women getting heart attacks. They still do. It's crazy because when I started looking at lung cancer, doctors still today suspect anybody with lung cancer, just a smoker. Well, because they don't want to dig into the truth, because this is all being done by ignoring things, right? By omission. So, what doctor would really want to seriously look into lung cancer when the money is in the radiation treatments, right? So, all of these kids, I keep wondering, all of these kids all around the world getting sick. We got all the kids in Iraq and Fallujah sick. I talked about this in the past. I'm not sure it all has to do with radiation. I think there's a lot of factors going on here. What symptoms have I had? Well, I have had the first symptom, and I have pictures on my website, and I have a link to it below. I got this red burn mark across my chest a couple of years ago, and then that seems to come and go. Some of my symptoms are coming and going depending on how much fresh air I'm getting and other treatments I'm doing. So, basically, it started with my hands and stuff because what it does is the radiation attacks your the weakest part. So it starts to go after your I'm having a hard time. Your bone marrow. And so I knew about the flushing. I knew that flushing would happen. So I kind of put that into the back of my head. So yes, along with this issue with my lungs, I started the flushing. And the flushing can get pretty bad. Like I said, here again, depends on if I stay in this room, which I have set up with, I'm in a 10 by 10 room, okay? In this room, I have a window air conditioner and I have a fan, two fans blowing in fresh air. The more time I spend in this room, some of those symptoms will wane a little bit. But I did find some information officially about the skin problems. And they said some victims of severe EMF radiation report suffering from skin problems, such as rashes and facial flushing. And once you get to that Flushing part, it is pretty much downhill from here, right? I am just in the kind of maintenance stage at this point. I'm not trying to rush off the game board. So they said that such individuals have been exposed to high amounts of this radiation for an extended period of time and have become hypersensitive. So yeah, if you're in your house for a long time, I noticed a rash on my head right before this all got started. I had this consistent rash on my head. And at first I was sleeping in the room. My bedroom is the room where the smart meter is. So I was sleeping in that room. And I really want you to listen to those shows because you become kind of confused, but you don't really know you're confused. Because even after I knew that I was in trouble, I continued to sleep in that room, continued to do it. Why? Well, because of the confusion, but you don't feel confused, right? So, anyways, listen to those shows because I don't want to be going over things a dozen times. So, okay. So, yeah, the skin problem. So, yeah, I was sleeping in the room and then moving out of that room was a whole event all on its own because normally I would think, yeah, once I figured out it was going on in that room, boy, I moved that night, moved everything, got out of that room. No, I didn't. I absolutely didn't. And that's why I'm so concerned that if you don't take this seriously, you make some pretty bad decisions along the way, is what I'm saying. And I also lost my window of opportunity to leave this house. So, but then not leaving this house became a complicated issue, okay? Because I have my pets. So I wasn't going to leave the house and leave them here just to be kind of tossed to the side and just fed. So that bound us to the house. And also, if somebody is that intent on destroying us in this house, where would I be safe, right? I move somewhere and then what happens then, right? Besides the obvious exposure to myself, if we got on the road and went driving somewhere, right? Bam! Pretty easy to run me off the road. So let me keep going here. Now, you'll also hear them talking about radon, okay? And they will claim that they have radon detectors. Now, in the beginning of all of this, I did have some odors in my house. I had the distinct smell of gasoline. And when you get that smell, it's gone too far. But during that phase, I did have the gas company come out to eliminate any issues. Same thing with Marcos. Marcos first started exhibiting signs back when we were sleeping in that room of breathing issues. And I did take him to a vet because I was concerned that if it was a heart problem and I could treat it, then I would. But he didn't have a heart problem. So anyway, so we were experiencing all these things. And even though I knew these things, I continued to not really process it, is what I'm saying. So now is the time to take action while all of your brain wires are not being impacted by radiation poisoning. So you hear about radon, and they actually have radon detectors. Radon is responsible for the worldwide majority of the public exposure to ionizing radiation. It is often the single largest contributor to an individual's background radiation dose and is the most variable from location to location. Radon gas from natural sources can accumulate in buildings, especially in confined areas such as attics and basements. It can also be found in some spring waters and hot springs. Epidemiology evidence shows a clear link between lung cancer and high concentrations of radon. With 21,000 radon-induced U.S. lung cancer deaths per year, second only to cigarette smoking, according to the U.S. EPA. And don't believe these numbers for a second, okay? They just say this stuff, right? Thus, in geographic areas where radon is present in heightened concentrations, radon is considered a significant indoor air contaminant. Residential exposure to radon gas has similar cancer risk as passive smoking. Radiation is a more potent source of cancer when it is combined with other cancer-causing agents such as radon gas exposure plus smoking tobacco. And that's why I don't recommend smoking weed. You want to process it as a medicine, not smoking it. So I talked about this case before, and they really don't know what they're doing. They started off with trying to treat people for lung cancer, and breast cancer was their first goal. And then they found out that cancer caused more cancer. And I've already talked about that. So this is all a game of hide and dodge the facts, right? And I think it has to do with there's a reason why doctors aren't exactly that skilled in explaining things, because they don't want to do, right? If I didn't want to explain things, I would get very good at minimal sentences like, no, that pill won't hurt you. Yeah, okay. Check back in 2 weeks. Yeah, okay. So I found this article. It says, when doctors sugarcoat the truth, patients get shortchanged. I think they sugarcoat the truth because they just don't know, but let me keep reading. And it started saying, there's a 99% chance this is nothing, said my internist encouragingly, referring me to a cancer specialist after I'd had repeated abnormal blood counts. The oncologist I saw next reviewed my unusual symptoms, promptly asked about a tiny lump on my neck, and mentioned Hodgkin's disease. The diagnosis was confirmed the next day with a biopsy. That was years ago, and my treatment was successful. But did my primary care doc really send me to a cancer specialist thinking it was nothing serious? A study in Health Affairs found that more than 55% of 1,891 physicians surveyed admitted they often or sometimes presented a rosier prognosis than the facts supported. I've had doctors minimize things almost every time I see them, says this graphic artist, whose abdominal cramping and back pain turned out to be ovarian cancer. It's my primary doc's MO to keep me calm and not alarmed until we know more. Not wanting to worry a patient is one reason for bright-siding, a term popularized by the late Barbara Enrich that means unsubstantiated reassurance or sugarcoating the truth. It's called bright-siding. Other times, it's to avoid offending a patient or creating conflict, such as not suggesting to a parent that a child needs to lose weight. Or a doctor may not have the heart to acknowledge themselves when a patient is declining, so you don't get the message. A dodge by a physician can feel invalidating and frustrating when a patient or a caregiver suspects all is not well. So yeah, it is a form of gaslighting, and they also think that we can't handle the truth. It's too complicated. Well, I think I have proven that it is not too complicated. So yeah, I have the articles to that. And what I see in all this is too much power being given to them, right? You and your family should be making these decisions, not the jokers in the white coats. So anyway, mitochondria DNA is a big deal. Mitochondria are responsible for supplying the energy needed for healthier cellular function. Mitochondria within our cells account for the majority of oxygen consumption in the cell. Radiation exposure leads to mitochondrial dysfunction, which leads to lower oxygen consumption in the cell, causing biological stress on many levels. And I talked about this report in the past, and I'll make sure and link it here now. I found this one study, okay? It was a military study that found rats. Yeah, you heard me, rats. I'm not talking about the people conducting the study. I think it goes without saying that they're kind of rats, right? No offense to rats. But anyway, so The article is Got Respiratory Problems? Military study finds rats exposed to microwave radiation similar to cell phone frequency die of asphyxiation and severe lung damage. Something else, huh? So they did that study a long time ago. It's all been hidden. If you want any studies as far as what's going on with your cell phone, if you click on the link that I have, as far as the smart meter link on my website, if you scroll down to the bottom, I have been capturing all known studies of cell phones. A lot of people have been doing studies, so I've captured what is known. There is a lot of information out there about what is emanating just from those phones. So keep in mind, at this point in time, ignorance is a choice, okay? If you decide to brush off all this information, now I certainly am not suggesting that you get your hair on fire and start running in circles, but should you choose to not get fans and different things to alleviate what's going to happen, then that would be a choice, right? So let me see, what else do I have here? We're looking at ionizing radiation, never forget that, or gamma rays. Ionizing radiation can affect DNA through either direct action or indirect action. Ionizing radiation can interact directly with a DNA molecule's atoms. This prevents cells from reproducing. Direct action can also damage critical cellular systems. Sometimes it can even lead to cancer. Alpha particles, beta particles, and X-rays can directly affect a DNA molecule in one of three ways. So this is alpha particles, beta particles, and X-rays, okay? They can change the DNA molecule in three ways. One, changing the chemical structure of the bases. Two, breaking the sugar phosphate backbone. Or three, breaking the hydrogen bonds connecting the base pairs. The direct effect of ionizing radiation can include changing the chemistry of a nucleotide, breaking the sugar phosphate, I just read that, okay, can lead, or DNA mutations. See, mutations, DNA lesions involve physical damage. Now, I have had a lesion on my face. That was one of the first things that I got. It is still there right now. It is extraordinarily painful. So, you can get mutations, a lot of things. Free radicals are highly reactive. This means that they can easily combine with other ions inside of cells. So, not a good thing. Not a good thing. Some blood cells, like blood and reproductive cells, divide more often than others. These types of cells are more sensitive to radiation. Blood and reproductive cells we're talking about. For example, embryo contain a lot of rapidly dividing cells. As a result, they are very sensitive to radiation. This is why pregnant women should limit their exposure to radiation. So it's here right in front of us. We have all the information we're going to need to. The goal is to damage the DNA to induce double strand breaks, which are harder to repair in fast-growing cancer cells. So they want to damage the DNA to induce double-strand breaks, which are hard to repair in fast-growing cancer cells. Because they grow so quickly, they are already stressed, and their DNA repair machinery is less effective than in healthy machines. If their DNA can be sufficiently damaged, the cell will die. So radiation therapy can cause side effects in the mouth, dry mouth, cavities, loss of taste, sore mouth, gums, infections, bone changes. So it does go to the jaw. I noticed that very firsthand. And then, of course, it passes through the lungs. What I have found is this. If you sleep upright, you're going to be able to breathe better. And if you say, oh, I can't change my sleeping position. I've always slept this way. Yes, you can change your sleeping position because I just did it a couple of months ago because I recognized that when I was trying to sleep on my side, my breathing, because it's getting so advanced, was more limited. Now, I'm not gasping for air or anything like that. It's just that sleeping on my side didn't breathe as well. So now, what kind of fans did I get? Well, I bought these fans. They're 20-inch box fans is what they're called. And the manufacturer here was called Lasko, L-A-S-K-O. The 20-inch box fans run about $25. I put those in my windows. They were fine. It snowed here. It rained here. I never took them out of the windows, and they still ran. So they have some pretty good housing in them to keep them protected from the weather. But what I had to do was, in the room that I'm in, I had the same box fan in here, but I had to upgrade it. They also sell a $40 fan, which is called the wind tunnel. And that fan has a better motor. And when we get wind around here, what was happening was the box fan was not getting enough fresh air because the wind was slowing down the blades. So this new fan has a really good impact. And it keeps going no matter how windy it is outside. And then next to that, I have another Lasko fan. It's the standing tower fan that has the ION thing on it. Does the ION thing work? I don't really know. I'm just trying to get as much fresh air moving in my direction as I can. And the reason I started doing this was because, yes, I did notice a huge difference of how I was in this room versus other rooms. So yes, right now, the lung cancer is getting pretty advanced. I'm starting to get burn marks on my hands, but it's okay because I bought some gloves. What you want to get is you want to get these cotton, look for pure cotton gloves. So if you get any kind of issues with your hands, and I also have some organic coconut oil I've been treating them with. But besides that, there's really not much more you can do. The burn mark on my chest, which I have a picture of over my website, continues to kind of come and go. But right under my breast, I have these shiny, because basically what's happening is so much radiation has entered my body that it's now, I can sit there and I can feel like it just kind of generating the heat out of my bones because it gets all through your bones and stuff. You know, sometimes you might think you're kind of hungry or something, but it's probably the cancer in the stomach growing. So that's about it. Now let me get to the part about why I think they may be planning on invading my house. A couple of months ago, I had my neighbors, the people I've lived next to for over 10 years, call the police on me. Well, why'd they call the police on me? Well, allegedly because they sent a text or something and I didn't answer that night. So the next day, I'm sitting here and I hear that, hey, Diane Emerson here, Norfolk Police Department. And I thought, holy fucking shit, what's that? So there's a cop, broad daylight, literally banging on my door, right? So I go to the door, I'm like, what? And he goes, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. And your neighbors called and they were wondering about you. And that's all I said, right? So I wrote to the neighbors. I sent them an email and I said, what the hell? Why would you call the cops on me? And they said, because we were worried about you. Well, I have to make decisions to continue doing my work or to get side run into all kinds of other side dramas, right? I am not interested in engaging in conflict with the neighbors over the cops, okay? If I called the cops on you, let's say I had some crazy, I think if you asked 10 people, would they be okay with their next door neighbor calling the cops on them because of their concern, what, instead of walking next door? I think most people would be pissed off, right? So I have had nothing else to say about the issue, right? So I didn't say anything else. I got one other message from them saying, "Do you need anything?" Well, they've never asked me that before, so I just said, "No, thank you, I do not." End of conversation, right? Well, along the way, the same people, I gifted them when I realized that I was dying. I had a house full of food. I had two machines to clean water, two water distilling machines. I literally had several years' supplies of toilet paper, paper towels, cases upon cases of canned vegetables, cases upon cases of canned beans and stuff. I gifted that to the same people who called the cops on me, okay? So at that point, I really, when somebody calls the cops on you and then they don't offer an explanation, all they said was, "Well, we were worried about you." Well, if you're so worried, why would calling the cops be the solution? I guess nobody's noticed that many times in this country, calling the cops ends up in a deadly situation. So I don't think it's unusual not to want the cops called. So basically, what did I do? Well, I basically tuned it all out. I made no further communications. I cleared out my own energy. I am not angry. I am disturbed that somebody who I thought was my neighbor would be so lazy to call the cops to come knock on my door. And then they denied the second time, but I had the cops called again. Here I am, barely sleeping, right? I finally get to sleep, and outside of my window is a cop shining a flashlight into my room where I'm sleeping, going, "Hey, anybody in there?" So the cop was also calling me on my phone. So the cop that showed up the second time, he showed up around 9 or 10 at night after I'd finally gotten to sleep, shining a flashlight directly into my window. So I had one more communication with them. I said, "Did you call the cops again? Why are you doing this?" They said, "Well, we called them the first time, but we didn't call them that time." Well, come on. Who called them, right? Who called them? So anyway, so I just went silent. I am busy over here. I am the neighbor. I am not the best friend. I have been a kind and consistent neighbor. So I see no reason to run around apologizing to anybody, right? You called the cops. You need to come up with some sort of explanation why, or I'm thinking it's going to happen again. And it did happen again. But the second time, they claim they didn't do it, right? So I just keep busy. I'm here to do my work. I've never gone next door and had dinner or done anything, okay? Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing. So you want to call the cops on me? We have a different kind of arrangement, right? So what did I notice recently? Well, everybody in the house next door is now gone. Yeah, it's strangest thing on earth. Now, keep in mind, unlike the neighbors who call the cops on people, because prior to calling the cops on me, they had called the cops on the other neighbors on the other side. And at the time, she'd sent me a text and said she'd called the cops on them. And I very politely answered her and said, "Is calling the cops the right solution?" I said, "Are you aware they have a child?" I said, "Calling the cops could spin off into a lot of directions." And she wrote me back and said, "Yeah, I talked to my husband. It's not a good idea." Okay, so that was left alone. And then roll forward 2 months later, the cops are on my doorstep, right? And then roll forward a few weeks after that, the cops have now returned again, right? So the only way I can see next door, because remember, I'm dying. I don't want any of this shit in my life. Why do I want to deal with any of this stuff, right? Why would I want to have any kind of conflict? I am far too busy. And the deal is, with all this electricity going through my house, any kind of conflict could shoot me right into a heart attack, right? So why would I want to have a heart attack over some jackass calling the cops on me, right? So I can see their backyard from my kitchen window, okay? Now, I'm rarely in my kitchen. I rarely eat these days because I do not feel well, okay? So, but I can see their back door, right? Well, Nobody is staying there except for the husband seems to be staying there at night. So the women have all left the premises. Seriously, in the last 2 weeks, they're gone. Gone. I saw the dogs outside the other day, and the dogs look like they were on tranquilizer. So I gotta wonder, are they making some sort of crazy plan to swap my house and they don't want to be next door when it happens? Really, you gotta think about these things, right? Why all of a sudden? I've been in this house since 2008 time frame, right? Why all of a sudden do they disappear, right? And the dogs are left behind and the husband's just staying there at nighttime sometimes? Why? Because they're going to swap my house or they're planning on bombing my house? Well, good luck on that deal because then they're going to have to deal with my family and their vicious attorneys if they come and bomb this house. But I don't know. All I'm saying is something is up. So are the people next door fleeing because the husband knows what's going on here? Because I asked him for help to figure out, because I couldn't leave the house to go visually see where the transformers were outside. So he knew about the electricity. So are they leaving the area because they're worried about their own health? Because that stuff is spewing all over this neighborhood. I have a tree a third of an acre away that has not had fruit ever since they got started over 3 years ago. So, are they fleeing for their own health reason? I don't know. Have they turned this incident over calling the cops on me into something more than it is? Likely. I had this happen to me in business in the past. When somebody does something incredibly crazy and you don't challenge them on it, they want to roll along like everything's okay. Well, I don't want to roll along like everything's okay. So, yeah. And then what they do is they go on a mission to find all the things that you could have possibly done that impacted that. And the reality is, I didn't have anything to do with any of this stuff, right? I wasn't out there on the pole putting up these electrical things, trying to kill the whole neighborhood. So, if they're fleeing for their own health reasons, I say, good for them, smart move. But they're probably because I will not say where they work because I'm not that kind of a person, okay? Because they're not public figures. But they one of them works at a very high position in a place here, okay? Have the tendency to gossip a lot, right? Remember, the prosecutor in this area is as dirty as they come. I talked about this in a show. There have been people murdered in this area, and their poor families from out of state are trying to figure out why their child got murdered because it's all being covered up. People are under this idea that small towns are like, oh, they're great. Everybody's fine. Everything's safe. No, this is a criminal operation here. So obviously, somebody is hiding something, right? We have a huge hospital here. It's owned by the church, right? Johnny Carson grew up in this area. Johnny Carson's family was from Iowa. When he was a child, his mother and family moved to Norfolk, Nebraska. Now, why was that? Because Johnny Carson was obviously transgendered. So why'd they have to move to Norfolk, Nebraska? Why did Johnny Carson leave a lot of money to this town? There's a lot of filth that people want to protect. So is the plan to try to charge my house to get rid of me because I'm talking about the truth? Hey, I don't know. All I'm saying is, could be. They're the same geniuses that pulled off that fake crime in 2002. I think that crime was mo racially motivated. Keep in mind, I used to know Joe Smith and the gang out there at the courthouse. I used to have lunch with them. I was as surprised as anybody when I stumbled on the fact that this crime that they all used to tell me about was indeed fake. How did I figure out it was fake? Well, because when this all started going in 2000 or 2020, a lot of things became obvious to me, right? And just one day out of the blue, I thought, I wonder if that crime that they say happened in this town was really fake. Yes, it is in fact fake. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Should I have hidden the information? Yeah, I guess if I was worried and I was a coward, maybe I'd hide the information because certainly it has cost me. All those extra transformers are really making things pretty miserable around here. But this is not my home. This is not, I get out of here and get to where we came from. And that was an advanced society away from all these psychos. So I guess I'll just have to wait out what their next move is, right? Checkmate. So they're planning on something, but I'm prepared. I've got my camera. Everybody in this whole area has lots of weapons and stuff. And I will address this very briefly. I've never talked about this, and I'd like to have a serious chat about it. I do not believe in weapons as a form to murder another person, okay? A lot of people, all these prepper groups on YouTube really push this idea that, well, somebody comes into my backyard, I'm going to murder him on the spot. Well, is that really the right approach? Would I use something that I have to murder somebody else? No. Did I get it to murder somebody else? No, of course not. Why would I have it? Well, because it made me feel better getting it, okay? But here's the thing you need to think about. If I had somebody try to break in because they were starving and they needed food, first thing I would do would be to try to solve what their problem was, right? Help them solve it, right? Get them some food. Help. If they're that distressed, they may need somebody to talk to, right? So I would get them the food or what they would need to eat. I would not shoot them, okay? Because if you're thinking that, yeah, it's a good idea. Why didn't you shoot him? You could have. Well, yeah, sure, I could have. But what are you going to do if you shoot somebody in your backyard? Are you going to watch them limp around your yard for a few days? Yeah, I don't. I think that having these things in this country in this time is a good idea, right? Same thing I've talked about the camera. But I do not believe it in the same terms that everybody else is talking about it. I would never use it on another working person. I may try to scare the hell out of you, but I would have other purposes for it, and I'm not going to say any more. But what I'm saying is this, is that if you're thinking some sort of weapon may be your solution, let's do this. Let's try not to become like them, okay? Let's try not to let our last time here on the game board become criminals, because that is who they are. And we do not need to emulate their behavior any more than what is going on right now. So this is about all I have to say for right now. I have figured out, those people I was talking about. Let me see here. The Circassians. Fantastic story. I am talking about the story of all stories. They're Circassians that I talked about in the last show. I think I cracked the case on where they came from and where they went. So I kept saying I would do this show next, so I did this show next, but I have the other show all the way done. The reason I look is because it's interesting, right? It's almost kind of like every day my life is like looking into a crime chapter, right? But I never expected to have my own self in the middle of this crime scene. I am very uncomfortable having to talk about myself and what's going on at my house. But I did not feel like I had any choice. Had I not mentioned what was going on in my house, I would have been safer. But I also would have been a complete fucking coward, okay? And I'm not. So I am not a victim. I made the choice to continue talking. And I made that choice knowing that I had to do things that I may not feel comfortable with. I haven't even published my own picture online, okay? The only reason my book has a picture on the back is because when the kid that was uploading it to my website, you can go to my website and get a copy for free right now. He put on the picture on the back of my book. I did not even put a picture on my own book, okay? You will only probably find one picture of me online. I have tried to keep my own personal life out of this. I try not to talk about my family and other personal things because I did not want to be part of this picture. But don't think of me as a victim. I am only telling you this because I came here, I said I would share everything that I knew as I was uncovering it, and I'm sticking with my word. I did not use an opportunity to duck and hide because that's not who I am. So love me or hate me, that's who I am. So I made an active choice along the way. I am not anybody's victim. So I'll be back with this other show. It is a really, this unlocks so much stuff. I have been wondering and wondering and wondering, where do they get all of those orphans to put them on those trains? Well, got the answer. So anyways, be safe out there and goodbye for now.